about the BPD training facility, kind of where we stand after today's meeting and the hearing.
Currently, right now, this was the last committee meeting that the council held before we go on recess and resume September 2nd, which is our first council meeting upon return. This zoning map amendment did go through the committee without recommendation, up for a vote on September 2nd with the council that will be able to deliberate on it. We did hear from the block club that lives most adjacent to it, and I have had a series of meetings with them and their president to mitigate any concerns regarding the facility located on Paderewski. And it was the Adam Plavacki post, and then it was the Hope Center. And before it became vacant, the current operator could not make that building a suitable use. It's a large clunker of a building. It's going to take a lot of money and adaptive reuse to find a new home for it. The block club's concerns, largest one was a large structure like that remaining abandoned, vacant, blighted, with no purpose or ability for a vendor or a nonprofit to come in there to take on the capital needs, take on the operational costs to move forward. Currently, the City of Buffalo does not have a training facility. We rely on other municipalities for that in Amherst and in Cheektowaga. So this is going to September 2nd for the vote of the council.
Do you think that there could be, one of the guys mentioned that there could be a different location, plenty of vacant lots. Is this the best location for it?
So this began, actually, Mayor Byron Brown initially started this proposal 6 years ago in the Lovejoy District. That location did not pan out, so he took an inventory of vacant city buildings that are in our inventory, sitting there vacant and dormant, and chose this location to pursue due to its sheer capacity and magnitude that it has, not only as a parcel but also as a building and what it could hold into future adaptive reuses. So these are paid for a series of bonds from over 6 years ago. This is not anything new that the City of Buffalo began. They consolidated the series of bonds. I did check with the comptroller yesterday, and about $4.9 million of those bonds have been sold at market. She has done her duty as comptroller with about $500,000 that remains in bonds. They believe that they'll anticipate they sell those bonds in September for the project to be completed by the Buffalo Police Department and the administration.
There were a couple of people here that were speaking out against this specific location, and there are other people that feel that maybe that shooting range in this location isn't the best thing to put in a downtown neighborhood that's trying to be built up. I mean, do you feel that there's some credence with these arguments, or what do you have to say about that?
Well, so it's not necessarily just a shooting range. It's a training facility. Mm-hmm. So municipalities have training facilities for their own police department. We're the second largest city in the state of New York. And we talk about police officers needing training, especially when they're discharging their weapons. Let's face it, the most scariest moment for the public and arguably for that officer is when they have to discharge their weapons. So for them to get proper trained, which is state mandated by the state of New York, to go through these series of mandates of training, I don't see an issue with a training facility. And the City of Buffalo needs to start looking outwards. Why don't we start charging other municipalities to use our training facility and be in the driver's seat instead of paying other municipalities when it's good for them that we can use their facility to adhere to state mandates? It's a large vacant structure. I know that structure like the back of my hand. It's a clunker. To get someone in there to be able to go in there to adaptively reuse it would be a sheer magnitude of millions of dollars. And that's why the prior operator could not make it a use. It was a vacant, blighted city structure in our inventory. And where I am honing in the most is listening to the residents that directly live across the street from it. We brought it in. They are supportive of it. They see the days where that their streets happen to be shooting galleries and not a legal one. I mean, so the adaptive reuse of this structure might not be ideal for some, but I'm listening to the constituents that live most closely and adjacently to this. So people can have thoughts and opinions, but this is moving to the full council. I don't see the council rejecting this application, just because I know that there's going to probably be a full court press to pressure council members. This has cut the mustard to other council members, and I see it moving forward on September 2nd.
Is it an indoor shooting range or an outdoor shooting range?
It's indoor, so that was the largest resident pushback is the mitigation of noise, vibration, sound, smells, and you know the police department, out of all departments actually in city government, is the best department that actually receives grants. It's oftentimes we're accepting grants notoriously for Buffalo Police Department, so they anticipate that, you know, not only this structure but training can expand and bring an adaptive reuse to the structure.
And the mural on the outside, the Good Trouble mural, beautiful mural. Do you feel like that should stay? Should it go? I mean, it'll be a police building by then.
So I think that it's going to be, you know, I can have conversations with the artist that drew it, and that was the artist for it. As you know, it was the Hope Center before. Yep. But adaptive reuses happen all the time throughout the city. We will not be a successful city if we are binary in our opinions of what could go where with old structures that aren't functional anymore. I mean, the use of community centers we see dwindling. We have kids that are not coming in there. We're starting to see capital needs, the rising cost of materials. It's hard when you have large structures. And you can be a person that sits there and say, I'm going to wait for the highest and best use and wait for 10 years for it to fall on everybody's head. Or you could come up with a plan to reuse a vacant structure that you have in the city inventory. And especially with the new cost for a new build, why would the city ever want to bond out a capital project to build a new structure that could arguably be in the tens of millions of dollars? That doesn't make any sense. So they were prudent in what they were deciding to do. So that's where I'm at. That's what my role as a council member is. I'm just being careful where it's not. I did not submit the application. The Buffalo Police Department did. The administration did, and they have their roles. Our roles are the zoning map amendments, any disposal of real property, and transfers, and bonding allocations, and so forth.
Does the Scanlon administration support this?
They do.
I had a follow-up question. So, the indoor shooting range, are people going to be able to hear it in their neighborhoods? How far does it go? And also, is there any talks of what times that would happen?
So basically, that was the main focal point of the Block Club and the Buffalo Police Department with the people that are working on that project stated that you will not hear any noise, vibration, sounds, or anything to conflict from that building. The primary use of hours of service are actually 9 to 5 in that building. So there won't be any off hours where the building is in occupation or true use of training facility outside of those hours. And you know, we had a full lengthy discussion multiple times with those that residents that live adjacently to it, where we do have the central terminal that's adjacent to it. We have a motorcycle club on the other side of it. On the other side are residents, and there's 49 of them that go to that Block Club, and then there's another one that's even further out. I haven't heard anything from those Block Clubs, and we were able to mitigate those issues over a series of meetings with the residents. They come first. They're the people I care about the most first. So to apply scrutiny from that level is what my role is as a district council member.
Do you know how much, should this get approved, which looks likely right now, what does that process look like of getting in all the officers for the training and turning over that property?
So that is the conversation that I will have in September when, since these bonds have technically been sold with one remainder bond of $500,000 to be sold, once that becomes cash, that can only be spent. When you bond something out for a project, it's only for that sole purpose. It doesn't turn into cash. You can move it somewhere else. So after I speak with the controller and that last bond is sold, that's when I'm going to meet with the police department so that they can give the local Block Club and neighborhood residents and demonstrate what this looks like when with construction and completion.
And how much does the BPD currently spend renting out other facilities?
Well, so that is actually interesting in the sense of that you'll see in our budget timelines it's almost sometimes fluid because we go to Amherst or we go to Cheektowaga. So if they don't want us to go there, we have to literally delay training for those officers until they can fit us in. We're starting to see that those costs go up. Preliminary, we're starting to see costs from maybe $175,000 to $300,000, but that specific question you should ask the Buffalo Police Department, just because they are their own accountant.
Okay, is that per year?
Per year,
okay.
Yeah.
Why is there no public information? The only thing is site plan.
So all public documents that the body deliberates on are charged and sent to the planning board, zoning board, and filed with the clerk, and they're all readily accessible.